gotta make a move.
I am the most humblest fit, minimalist. No sneak, this is from me. I'm equally weighing up both sides. This time it's no tribes. It's not either you or me. Not at all, right? We're talking about aliens, TikTok brain, type of Palladian. Could be here from hell or some other dimension. I wonder if the protocol of Bitcoin can function in 4D. Immutable speech, each note is a walking talkie. I'm past the coin, sold the church trailer just to gather sats. Ran a Saturday sermon, 11 parables out of 44. Jesus had value out of math. If it seems like BTC maxis have bit me to kiss Larry, I wholeheartedly apologize badly. If your girl wear BTC biddies underwear, she a baddie.
His latest book, The Humblest Fiat Minimalist, is the number one bestseller in the country this week. And it may point to a glimmer of hope and an unlikely solution for government overspending.
He's the most humble Fiat Minimalist that exists. I'm just that dude from the south.
How south?
Lower than Albuquerque, Austin, and Dallas. Got the anti-clockwise toilet flush south pole. Other than that, the principles I stand for might just be the same as yours. Government gotta stop minimizing the spending. Shrink the size of offices inside of that building. Let some people go and spend some time with the family. The cost of living now won't be so expensive. When that money is fixed, put a cap on supply and experiment, right?
Pardon?
Experiment. Very mindful, 12 years on the inside, made it out of life still. Just be polite and ask me nicely if you can have a handful of my chips. Just don't overreach. Mr. Sovereign with a good night's sleep. Posture good, healthy food, and a culture where there's mostly peace.